ददातिशोपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्याय नमने गौरतुषे नमः हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये मदेकबन्धुमत्सङ्गीन् मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारकमद्भाग्य मदानन्दनमस्तु ते असाधु साधुतादायिन् अतिनीचोचतारक हानमञ्च कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित्कण्ठय स्फुरः ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 33, deliverance of the Jamala Arjun trees. Tasmai tubhyam bhagavate vasudevaya vedhase आत्मद्योत गुणैश्चन्नम् महिम्ने ब्रह्मणे नमः तस्मै तुभ्यं भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे आत्मद्योत गुणैश्चन्न महिम्ने ब्रह्मणे नमः तस्मै तुभ्यं भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे आत्मद्योत गुणैश्चन्न महिम्ने ब्रह्मणे नमः आत्मै तुभ्यं भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे आत्मद्योत गुणैश्चन्न महिम्ने ब्रह्मणे नमः तस्मै तुभ्यं भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे आत्मद्योत गुणैश्चन्न महिम्ने ब्रह्मणे नमः तस्मै तुभ्यं भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे आत्मद्योत गुणैश्चन्न महिम्ने ब्रह्मणे नमः तस्मै तुभ्यं भगवते वासुदेवाय वेधसे आत्मद्योत गुणैश्चन्न महिम्ने ब्रह्मणे नमः Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki Tasmai unto Him Because you are not to be understood from the material platform we simply offer obeisances to Bhyam unto you Bhagavate unto the personality supreme personality of Godhead Vasudevaya unto Vasudeva the origin of Sankarsan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Vedhase, unto the origin of creation. Atmadyota gunahi channa mahimne. Unto you whose glories are covered by your personal energy. Brahmane unto the Supreme Brahman. Namaha, our respectful obeisances. Translation, O Lord, whose glories are covered by your own energy. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Sankarsan, the origin of creation, and you are Vasudeva, the origin of the Chaturbhuja, because you are everything and are therefore the Supreme Brahman. We simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Instead of trying to understand Krishna in detail, it is better to offer our respectful obeisances unto him. For he is the origin of everything and he is everything. Because we are covered by the material modes of nature, he is very difficult for us to understand unless he reveals himself to us. Therefore, it is better for us to acknowledge that he is everything and offer obeisances unto his lotus feet. So now Nalakubar and Manigrib, they are offering their respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can imagine somebody who has got darshan of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, face to face, and they are offering obeisances to him. It is not an ordinary way of offering respect to the Supreme Lord, because they are seeing Supreme Personality of Godhead is standing before us in person, and they are going to offer their obeisances to him. That means their prayer includes the glorification of the Supreme Lord in totality. This is coming out of their utter realization about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just prior to this prayer, in text number 32, griha manai tamagrahi yo vikari prakritahi gunai. So in that verse they are saying, O you, accepting the body made of material nature existing at the present moment because of being visible. Means they have realized the Supreme Lord in full, in completeness. In that verse, when they say that this Supreme Lord who is standing before us as the son of Nanda Maharaj is not other than the one who also manifests in the material creation. This cosmos is nothing but the manifestation of his external energy. And they are saying that how much one may try to understand or realize the Supreme Lord through this material manifestation, which is non-different from him, it is very difficult. Means they realized, these two sons of Kubera, Nalakubar and Manigrib, that without taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, we have no other choice. We have no other option. We will not be able to understand him through his material creation. And also, they are realizing, they have realized that Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead in person, when he becomes manifest before his devotees, devotees also fail to know him complete, in completeness. So, when they are saying in this verse, Tasmai Tubhyam, Tasmai Namaha, oh, who are you offering obeisances unto? That's why Prabhupada is making a very beautiful kind of an analysis of this word, Tasmai. If you see, Prabhupada is translating for saying, because you are not to be understood from the material platform, we simply offer obeisances unto you. That means what they have said in 32, that is been referred to by the word Tasmai, Divya Prabhupada has translated. Supreme Lord cannot be understood from material platform. Even though great scholars sometimes have the understanding that this cosmos is nothing but a creation, a manifestation of the Supreme Lord, some say Virata Rupa, is a Virata form of the Lord. Okay, if he is the Lord, then can you realize him through this? Are you able to understand he is the Supreme? No, many people don't understand him. In fact, some other scholars, they say, Lord has become manifest before us in form of the sky, wind, ocean, animals, birds, trees, etc. Everything is a transformation of his. So this is what you see in this manifest world is nothing but the Supreme Lord. So, in their concept, then why should you go to the temple? There is no need to go to temple. Even some other says, look, you have your family, your house, your children. They are actually the Supreme Lord. Actually, there is nothing existing in this world except the Supreme Lord. That means you can realize the Supreme Lord through your family acquaintance. But is it so that people are able to realize the Supreme Lord through these material relationships? So the point is, who can realize this philosophy? Who can understand this philosophy? That's why this, you know, acharyas, they're commenting like this, Nalakubar and Manigrab, they are offering this prayer, they know the signs of Krishna completely. They are referring to the prayers by Lord Brahma, that jnane prayasamudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita sruti gatang tanubang manovhir je prayasi jito jito pyasitai strilukyam ajito api jito si by who? Bhavadiya vartam. Those who have dedicated their lives to hear about the beautiful, glorious pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Lord becomes purchased by such a devotee. Means, they are saying, oh, you tasmai tubhyam nama. This is very nicely explained about this particular part by Srila Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. They are saying, tasmai krishnastu bhagavan swayam ityadu prasiddhaya tubhyam namaha. That's their Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who is famous as the Supreme Lord. So I am offering, we are offering our respectful obeisances unto you. They know this. Why they are saying this? They are saying, Bhagavate Namaha, unto the Personality of Godhead, we offer our respectful obeisances. Why? Kuchid Vasudeva Patyaya. If somebody say, oh, now only he has appeared as the son of Vasudev. No, they are saying no. Actually, their position as the son of Vasudev is eternal. He is son of Nanda Maharaj. He is always son of Nanda Maharaj. And now, in this form, as the son of Nanda Maharaj, the past times what he performs, Vedhase, Adbhuta Lila Sampa Daitre. Means they are saying, you perform some wonderful pastimes.
That is what they are remembering in their mind. When they are saying Tasmai, that Supreme Lord Krishna, who is Swayam Bhagavan, we offer you respectful obeisances. We understand your glories. What is your glory? Adhuta Leela Sampadayitre. You perform many wonderful pastimes. What is that wonderful pastime Krishna performs? If we try to understand, even Bhishma Dev, he also tells, Krishna Adhuta Karmana. Krishna's pastimes have been defined by Bhishma Dev as Adhuta Karma. He performs very wonderful pastimes. Here, wonderful pastimes means Adhuta means his pastimes are very, very astonishing. Means what Krishna performs through his pastime is sometimes confusing for people to understand him. That is called astonishing pastime of Krishna, Adhuta Karmana. Adhuta Lila Sampada Itre. What is that astonishing pastime Krishna performs? According to Bhishma Dev, he is saying, look, I understand you are that supreme person who is my worshipful Lord, but you really perform some astonishing pastimes. He is saying, I realized that day when you came as the peace messenger to the Kuru Sabha, the assembly of Kurus. And when you came as the peace messenger, peacemaker, you gave such a wonderful speech. Maybe nobody would ever give such a wonderful speech again in this creation. And you came as a peace messenger, right? But the way you addressed the assembly, from within, you make your decision firm that the fight is definitely going to happen. You ascertain the fight. Isn't it? You see, Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming as a peace messenger and he is speaking. They were not convinced. And fight had to happen. Afterwards also, there was a big fight, right? He came as a peace messenger to stop the fight. Supreme Lord is speaking, but he could not stop the fight. How is it possible? Adhuta Karmana. That's what he is saying. Now you are standing again before me. I realize you really perform some astonishing tasks. Just before coming to me, you are also one of those who are trying to console Maharaj Yudhishthir. After Kurukshetra war, when Maharaj Yudhishthir was greatly overtaken by the grief of the loss of the many lives, he was very much in deep lamentation. And all these big rishis, they came, they were trying to console him. And even Krishna also tried to console him. What was the result? Yudhishthir Maharaj was not convinced at all. Just imagine, Supreme Lord, he tries to console someone and he is not being consoled. How is it possible? You are Adhuta Karmana. Your pastimes are very, very astonishing to understand. So he is saying, actually you are trying to console Maharaj Yudhishthir, but from within you ensure that he should not be convinced. Because you wanted to glorify me, Bhishma Dev. You are really Adhuta Karmana. So here when these Nalakubra and Manigrub, they are saying, Vasudevaya Vedhase. Vedhase means Adhuta Leela Sampadayitre. You perform these astonishing pastimes. Oh, here we see, in this Dambandhan pastime, Mother Yashoda, who tried to tie with a piece of rope, but actually your pastimes are very, very difficult to understand. What actually you are trying to do there, who can understand this? In fact, Krishna did not let Mother Yashoda to know that he is the Supreme Lord. And another interesting point here is that when Mother Yashoda was trying to tie her baby Krishna, understanding the Supreme Lord, not understanding him as the Supreme Lord, but accepting him as her own baby, as her own son, what kind of vibhava experience she was going through, who knows this? Nobody can know this. So you are Adhuta Lila Sampada Yitre. Adhuta Lila. So they are saying, Sanatana Goswami says, Bhagavate Parameshwaraya Chitta Adhishthatre Namaha. Oh, you, the Supreme Lord, I offer respect unto your lotus feet with deity of Chitta. See, they are fully convinced about the entirety of Krishna philosophy. Atho Vedhase Jagat Sastraste. The creator, I offer obeisances unto the creator. Prabhupada says, the origin of creation. Who is that? Sankarsan. That's what I've been saying. Brahmane Jagat Vyapakaya. You pervert the entire universe. In form of Brahman. And some other, they say, oh, you who is the basis of impersonal Brahman also. We offer obeisances unto you. Brahmane Namaha. Jadva Bhagavate Sad Guneshwariya Yuktaya. You are the complete personality of Godhead endowed with six kind of opulences. Tatrapi Vasudevaya Bhagavata Prakatanartham. You, the Supreme Lord, has come in form of the son of Vasudev. Vasudev Atmajaya. Ata Vedhase. Sarva Jiva Hita Kartre. You are the benefactor of all living entities. When one goes to Krishna, they should have this complete understanding about the Supreme Lord, who He is. Vedase Sarva Jiva Hita Kartre. Actually, Krishna is the original benefactor of all the living entities. If you say, Krishna also comes in form of different incarnations, so what happens to those? Yeah, they also benefit the living entities, but the way form of Krishna benefits is the supermost, the topmost, supreme. That is what has been defined by Maharani Kunti. Kunti Maharani also, she offers her prayer by... See, we are trying to understand this Vedhase word in this verse. Vedhase. Vedhase means who is the origin of everything in this connection. Even he is the origin of bringing good fortune for the living entities. So what is that standing out good fortune brought to the living entities by Krishna when he appears personally in this material world? We need to understand this. So Kunti Maharani, she says, many devotees, many people, they explain about the cause of your appearance in this material world. Some says, you know, this, you came to remove the burden of the earth. Some other says, being prayed for by Vasudev and Devaki in their past life as Prishni and Sutapa, you appeared as the son of Vasudev. Many reasons are there, but I understand why you come. You actually come to benefit your devotees. Oh, you come, she is saying, see, he comes only to benefit his devotees? So no, he benefits everyone. That's why he says, Bhavesmin Krishya Mananam Abhidya Kama Karma Vi. Asmin Bhave. In this cosmos, in this material creation, all these living entities are suffering. Why? because of ignorance, avidya. And from avidya, kama, then karma. So, because of ignorance, they develop the desire to enjoy. Just like here he is saying in this previous verse, even though he is to be understood through this material cosmos, through this creation, but people are not able to understand him. Why? Avidya. Then kama. Because of ignorance, they have accepted this beautiful smile of Krishna as the source of their enjoyment. Huh? Somebody may say this is what is alluring the mind of somebody. The creation of Krishna is nothing but his external energy, maya, illusory energy. But this is nothing but his smile, Krishna's smile. Krishna is smiling. And people are being allured by the smile of Krishna and accepting everything to fulfill their material desire. And they perform some materialistic activities which is binding them in this material world. Avidya, then kama, then karma. Remain eternally bound by these desires. So she is saying, but Sravana Smaranar Hani Karishya Niti Kechana. When you come to this world, you perform some beautiful pastimes to give an opportunity for your devotees to hear about, meditate upon, and glorify. That's how they become free from the clutches of this material existence. Oh, this is why actually you come. That is what Sarva Jiva Hita Kartre. He comes to benefit the living entities only. Krishna has got no other desire, no other business. Oh, sometimes he kills the demons, that's external things. He doesn't need to do that actually. No. But yes, he can also do. As the Supreme Lord, why? What's wrong with him? Even if he does that, there's nothing wrong in him also. He can do that. But that is not his prime interest. No. That is not his. That's what they are saying. Tasmai tubhyam bhagavate vasudevaya vedhase. He actually, they are saying, actually, Narayanastvam nahi sarva dehinam atmasi adhisa akhilaloka sakshi. In this, they say tasmai namaha, the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness is contained in that. Lord Brahma said, no? He said, Narayanastvam nahi sarva dehinam atmasi adhisa akhilaloka sakshi. Krishna, in this verse, is saying, Brahma is saying, oh, are you not the original Narayana? Huh? Narayana stvam, nahi. Are you not the original Narayana? Oh, yes, you are actually Narayana, I know now. After being chastised by, after being corrected by Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brahma has come to the senses. Now he is saying that, oh, now I understand. You are actually original Narayana. That's why there is a particular way of speaking. He is saying in this verse, oh, are you not the original Narayana? That means, oh, yes, you are original Narayana, I know. How? How do you confirm that he is original Narayana? Oh, akhila, sorry. Sarvadehinam atma. You are the soul of all embodied beings. Are you not the soul of all embodied beings? Oh yes, I know you are the soul of all embodied beings. Because just now I saw. When I stole the cows and cubs and cowherd boys, and you actually manifested yourself, expanded yourself. So I know you. Huh? You are Sarvadehinam Atma Asi. And he is saying Akhila Loka Sakshi. Even before that he is saying Adhisa, you are the controller of all. Are you not the controller of all? Oh yes, you are. Akhila Loka Sakshi, you are the witness of all created realms. Then he is saying, very beautiful way, he is explaining Krishna's Narayana Angam Narabhu Jalayanat. Actually, Narayana is your expansion. People in this verse, they don't understand that Narayana is coming from Krishna. So they're actually saying, Tasmai Tubhyam Nama. Actually, you are the source of Narayana. We understand you. Narahu Jalayanat. That water, the primal water which is manifesting from Narayana. Narayana is the source of this primal water, and which is coming, who is that Narayana? Is coming from you. He is your expansion. Then he is saying, Tachapi satyam natavaiva maya. Oh, I understand. This Narayana is real. Not product of your illusory energy. Krishna has his illusory energy. No? And produces so many things in this material world. Is that Narayana who is incarnating in this world as Narayana is a kind of creation of maya? No, he is saying, no, he is not the creation of maya. So they have understood Krishna Tattva completely. That's why they are saying, Atma Dyota Gunai Channa Mahimne Brahmane Namaha. Atma Dyota Gunai Channa. Atma Dyota Gunai Channa. Prabhupada is saying, Prabhupada has made very, very beautiful, you know, what translation, very clear to understand Krishna Tattva. And to you, whose glories are covered by your personal energy. That means Krishna's glories are covered by his external energy and internal energy. Even sometimes his internal energy covers his pastimes in such a way that it confuses others. Just like in the beginning I was explaining that even what Krishna desires to perform as through his pastime is very, very difficult to understand. Like Kunti Mani is saying, I remember that day. Gopyadade Tvayikrita Gashidamatavad Jate Dasasru Kalilanjana Sambramakyam Bhaktram Nini Abhaya Bhavanaya Sthitasya Samam Bimohayati Bhi Apijad Bibheti. This is what is. That Atma Dyota Gunas Channai Mahimne. Your Mahima, your glories are covered by your personal energy. Even the day when Mother Yashoda, she took this roop and she was trying to, actually she was chastising you. She didn't want to actually beat you. Mother Yashoda definitely didn't want to beat Krishna. And when she was just chastising you, and you were so afraid, tears rolled down from your eyes. And you were actually afraid. Not that Psalm says that was an imitation. No, you were not imitating. You were really afraid to see a stick in your mother's hand. People are bewildered. People don't understand him. Atma, yeah. Atma Dyota Gunai Channa Mahimna. Brahmane Nama. So what can we do? We can just simply offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Now one may ask a question, this Nalakupara and Mani group, just in their past life, they were actually, being born as the twin Arjuna tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, prior to that birth, even though they were the son of the demigod, Kubera, still they were very much infatuated by the material opulence. So how come, after being born as a twin Arjuna tree, they become so realized? Yeah, there are many reasons. One of the reasons is because they were favored by a pure devotee of the Lord, Narad Muni. They are realizing the mercy of Narad Muni unto them. So that means those who are forgetful of Krishna in this material world, those who are using everything in this creation, which is nothing but the source which is nothing but given by Krishna to us, and we are taking everything for granted for ourselves, we are using it, but we are forgetting Him. What is the way to understand Him? Taking shelter of a pure devotee of the Lord, hearing from Him. Because a pure devotee of the Lord is never forgetful of Krishna in every situation. He understands. Very interesting story. There is a story. A devotee was crossing the river with a boat. And in that boat, there are so many other people who are also kind of, crossing. And when the boat reached the midpoint in the river, all of a sudden, there's a hole created in the bottom part of the boat, and water started to fill the boat. When water was rising in the boat, everybody was trying to kind of take the water out of the boat, so that at least they can, reach the other side of the river. And this sadhu, what he was doing? He was bringing water from the river and putting into the boat. Everybody upset with you. What are you doing? Then somehow they managed to sell the boat to a certain distance, after which they found that they're going to reach the other side. Then at that time, the sadhu, he also joined with them and he started to dry the water from the boat and he was dumping it on the river again. They said, this sadhu is very interesting behavior. When they reached the other side, they asked, hey, why did you do this? He said, look, when we are in the middle of the river, I found that water was filling the boat. I took it as Krishna's desire. Maybe Lord wants us to be, okay, I want to help him to fulfill his desire. So he was trying to kind of fill the boat. Then when after some time I saw that boat is now running very nicely and maybe we will reach on the other side. Okay, now Krishna wants us to be saved. So I wanted to join in his desire. That's why I was trying to empty the boat. Anyway, this is a kind of an interesting lesson that those who are completely immersed in the thoughts of Krishna, they see nothing but the cause of Krishna in everything. They don't blame anyone. They are not afraid of any situation in this material world. Because they know this is temporary. And this is nothing but Krishna's lesson for us. He is trying to teach us something. So they always try to cope up with Krishna's desire. Krishna's desire. So, devotee of the Lord, they understand this and they try to realize this Krishna Tattva through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And they protect themselves and help others to take eternal shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So, this is a very wonderful pastime in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are just entering now. We are just in 10th chapter. There are many more things are coming. I hope the devotees will release this Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam as they continue towards the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji. He said in this verse, Narayanangam, you are actual Krishna, the source of Narayana. Narayana expands from him. In this verse, he is saying, Narayana Angam and Naravhu Jalayanat. In the creation, when this Vishnu, he enters into the, Anda, Brahmanda, and then he fills the Brahmanda half with the water emanating from his body. So here Brahma is saying these two things. He is saying Narayanangam Naravu Jalayanat. That primal water which is coming from Lord Narayana, he is actually your expansion. That is Brahma's conclusion. Oh, how did he come to that conclusion? That's a very interesting point. Because he just realized after Krishna chastised him. Krishna chastised him. No, after he stole these calves and cowherd boyfriends, then Krishna actually manifested himself in form of all these cows and calves. And Brahma, when he came back and he saw, you know, this past time, and he realized, Lord Krishna actually gave him this understanding. This is also a very interesting point to know. That in Chaitanya Bhagavat it is said that, it says, Hena Krishna Chandre Durge Avatar Tar Kripa Binekar Shakti Janivar. Actually, without being favored by the mercy of Krishna, one will not be able to understand Krishna Tattva. To directly respond, it is by Krishna's mercy only Brahma was able to realize Krishna. And then he is actually offering this prayer. And when he was bewildered, the same person was before him and he took him as an ordinary boy. That he is eating with his coward boyfriends and sometimes he is taking their remnants. How can he become my worshipful Lord? But when Lord Krishna became merciful to him, he actually kind of ignited this knowledge from within, where he was able to see this Narayana in all these creations, all these cows, calves, and boys, they were the expansion of Krishna in form of Narayana. He could see that. How was it able? Because Krishna actually helped him. That's why it is said in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Hena Krishna Chandre Durge Avatar, Tar Kripa Bine Karar Shakti Janivar. Without being favored by his mercy, who can understand him? So, Tar Shakti Bina Nahe Tar Pravartan. Without his mercy, nobody can understand him. Even if we are trying to understand him, how much we try, how much we chant, how much we read, whatever we do, unless we come to the realization of that without being favored by his mercy, we will not be able to understand him, then we will be still kind of hovering on our false ego. I am a very scholarly person. I know this, I know that, I can understand him. No, it is not practical actually. This is not Vaishnava Siddhanta. Vaishnava Siddhanta is Tar Kripa Bina Nahe Bine Kar Shakti Janivar. Nobody holds any potency to understand Krishna without being favored by his potency, by his mercy. Yes, Mataji. One question from online. Can you repeat the question? I couldn't hear completely. No, wait. Slowly, speak slowly. Duryodhan, very evil. Krishna arranges this war to destroy them. Yes, Balaram seems very supportive to his disciple Duryodhan. So who is Balaram? First of all, you should know. Who is Balaram? Balaram is Krishna's expansion, right? And whatever Balaram does, it's not that Balaram is doing something which is against Krishna, but at the same time, you try to understand this. Their pastimes are very, very astonishing. You cannot understand what actually they are trying to do. In other words, when Balram was asked by, actually Balram told to Krishna, he said, Krishna, this is, you know, family war. Better we should not take part there. And Krishna said, no, I cannot leave Arjuna in such a situation. Had Balaram not supported Duryodhana in that way, had Duryodhana not become so evil through his character, how is Krishna going to prove to this entire world that he is Bhakta Vatsal? He even goes out of his own way to break his own promise to protect his dear devotee. He is ready to do anything and everything. In Bhishma's prayer, he is saying Kutumba. Arjuna is his Kutumba. Kutumba means, it's a very interesting point, Kutumba means a person is ready to adopt some illegal means to protect his Kutumba. That's what Krishna is doing here. Even though he didn't want, he has announced that he is not going to kind of, you know, take any weapon in the battle. He is not going to take the side of any party. He is just going to become the charioteer of Arjuna. But when it came to a point where Krishna could not control himself, that is his Bhakta Vatsal quality. By Balram supporting him, Duryodhana becoming so evil, all these things are building up to the climax where Krishna is going to show his Bhakta Vatsal quality to the entire world. People should know where the story is leading to. So everything is built around Krishna's desire. Krishna, what he is going to present it to the whole world, that they should all become his devotee by any means. So in that way, in these past times, a devotee should always try to find out where is Krishna here. Balaram actually told, said, no, I will not take part. Why are you kind of not taking part in this family war? I am going out. He said, okay, you go. I cannot leave Arjuna in this situation. Just imagine, if you say, Balaram was so much protective about Duryodhana and Duryodhana was very dear to him, then why not Balaram stayed by the side of Duryodhana? He should have stayed by the side of Duryodhana. He said, no, I am leaving. Krishna is controlling everything. He is making everything possible to give this big message to all of us that, look, you surrender unto me. You become my devotee. I will take care of you. I will protect you in any situation. Balaram did not stay back. He just left. But Krishna did not leave. Story has some kind of, you know, some insight behind to kind of teach us something. This Mahabharata story or Ramayana story are not like any historical story which is just like, you know, you just read and forget, or just, you know, it should remain in your mind. No, it should go to your heart. You should understand the import behind. What is the teaching behind Krishna is trying to communicate to us? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Now they have understood. Oh, okay. Very good point. When I say they fully understood the Lord, means how? No, definitely the answer is no. They don't fully understand the Lord. Nobody can understand the Lord fully, incompleteness. But when I say, at least in their realization, they have attained some completeness, that we will not be able to understand him. That is what they have understood. That's why they are trying to glorify him as, what is this? They are glorifying him as, according to Sanatana Goswami, he is the Chitta Adhishtata, he is the Jagat Srashta, he is Jagat Vyapaka, and he is Sarguna Aishwarya Yukta, he is the son of Vasudev. These are the things they have understood, but at the same time they are saying that how much we try, still it will remain insufficient. When I say they have understood him in completeness, that means their realization has come to a point where they don't need to know anything more about Krishna. That means whatever understanding they have got about Krishna, that has brought them to the success. They have surrendered unto him. Even if they don't understand Krishna beyond their understanding, their purpose is achieved. That means they are complete in their understanding. In their understanding, they are complete. But according to Krishna, they have not understood Krishna completely. When I say they have attained the completeness, that means that complete understanding about Krishna has brought them to the ultimate success of surrendering unto Krishna. And they have surrendered. That's why they are realizing. They are saying, we cannot understand you, but in the beginning I did mention that Krishna, who has become manifest through this cosmos, we will not be able to understand you. That's why I was referring to Prabhupada's point. You are not to be understood from the material platform. And also from spiritual platform also, a devotee cannot understand Krishna completely. But whatever understanding they have, that understanding is allowing them to come to take shelter of the Supreme Lord, that is complete understanding. Got it? That is complete understanding. Because there is nothing beyond that. After taking shelter of Krishna, what remains? Nothing remains for a devotee. Manasa deho geho jo kichu mor arpilu tu apadenanda kishor. Very good to clarify, because you are very interesting. You know, you clarified this point. Thank you. Got it? Okay, good. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bol, Hare Bol.